Our story begins at Wilson's Diner, where Todd and Hannah are having dinner and talking with Gretchen.
A vaccine?
Yeah, for AIDS.
AIDS? My brother didn't have AIDS.
I'm sorry, I just...
Uh-oh. I'll be right back. Serena, we need to talk.
We just did.
Come with me to the back. It's about Jacob.
Fine, I just ordered. But as soon as my order is finished, I have got to get home.
Follow me.
What do you want now, Gretchen?
That guy out there just told me that Jacob died of AIDS. What kind of lies have you been spreading about my brother?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
He must have thought you already knew. Look, Gretchen, it's not a lie. Jacob died of AIDS.
Well, how the hell did he get AIDS, Serena?
Your brother led a secret life, Gretchen. Secret from all of us. And thank God, by some miracle, he didn't give it to me.
But how? Who?
Jacob had numerous affairs with men while we were married.
No. Jacob wasn't gay.
Gay, bisexual, doesn't matter at this point. The point is that your brother had unsafe sex and contracted HIV while we were married.
He wouldn't do that. I don't believe you.
Look, I don't give a damn if you believe me or not. I spent the past year taking care of your sick brother for Denise's sake. You should be thanking me instead of yelling at me.
Thanking you? You expect me to thank you when you ostracized Jacob from our lives and kept Denise away from us?
Go ahead. Continue to see things in a really twisted way. This is exactly why I will never let you into Denise's life.
Now, I want to know more. Tell me more about Jacob.
We're in the back room of a diner, Gretchen. This isn't the time or the place for this.
Well, then, tell me when. I need to know what really happened, Serena.
Fine. If it means that much to you, I will fill you in on all the horrific details, but trust me, it's not pretty.
Just tell me when, and I'll be there.
I need to check my schedule. Give me your number, and I'll give you a call.
Promise me you'll call, Serena.
I will. I know this must come as a shock to you, but maybe after this conversation, you'll realize that I'm not the monster you make me out to be.
Alone in his suite at the Algonquin, Matt hears a knock on the door.
Well, that must be room service. Blake?
Matt, can I come in?
Of course. Can I get you a drink?
Well, I'd love a martini, but I'll settle for whatever you have.
Well, this isn't quite a luxury suite like yours, and in fact, I think I'm going to be looking for a cheaper option if I decide to stay in New York. Now, let's see. I can offer you Diet Pepsi or water.
Why don't we skip the drinks? There's something I want to talk to you about.
Blake, please tell me you didn't come here to say goodbye to me. I've already had a long day, and a weird conversation with Mandy didn't help.
Mandy? Look, we can talk about that later. I need to get this out. Been waiting a lifetime for this moment.
Blake, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying I want to give us another shot, Matt. I thought about nothing else for a long time, even before Thanksgiving. I realize there's only one way to end my restless nights, and that's to share them with you.
Oh, my God, Blake. Are you serious? I have been waiting to hear those words from you since I was 16 years old. I held on to the dream of Chris and Matt so tightly that I was just about to let go, but something told me Thanksgiving Day that I had to give it one last chance.
Well, I'm glad you did. When you said you were going to leave New York and not come back, it seemed so permanent to me. Something kicked in inside me that said I had to stop you.
Oh, Blake.
Now, I don't know where we go from here, Matt. My family was very dysfunctional, and it's affected me very much. I don't know if I'm capable of being in a happy relationship.
At least your siblings speak to you. We're two peas in a pod, Blake. We are meant to be together.
I think I finally realize that now.
I don't know if I've ever been this happy.
Me either. But there's one thing that has to be done.
Oh. Marilyn.
Yes, we're scheduled to go to the Manhattan Monthly Holiday Party tomorrow night. She bought a new dress for it already, and I feel so guilty.
Blake, look. I know you care about Marilyn. And if you want to take her to that party and enjoy one last night, do it.
Matt, are you sure?
Yeah. As long as you promise to come back here once you take Marilyn home.
But is it better to tell her before the party? I mean, putting her off isn't going to change anything.
Talk to her. Do what you think is right. I know I've been pushing you the past several weeks, but I'm going to take a step back here. Now that I know that you want to be with me, I can wait one more day.
It really is something, you know?
What?
The two of us. So screwed up, and yet so perfect together.
It's destiny, Blake. Yours and mine have been linked since we were kids. And they always will be.
In his apartment, Rex is talking with Agnes.
How are you feeling, Mom?
I'm fine.
How is your speech therapy going? Does Carly think you're making progress?
I guess.
Maybe I should talk to her. If she's not working out for you, then I think we should find another speech therapist.
No, she's fine.
Okay, as long as you're happy with your progress. Hey, I wanted to remind you about tomorrow night. I'll be out late at the Manhattan Monthly Holiday Party.
Who are you taking?
Harry and I are going together.
Harry?
Are you okay, Mom? You have a strange look on your face. Is it something you ate?
Alone in her apartment, Ellie receives a phone call.
Hello? Ellie? Hi, it's Aunt Wanda. Oh, hi, Wanda. Look, there's something I need to talk to you about. Are you free for lunch tomorrow?
I think so. I just started a new job, and I've been taking lunch around 12:30 every day. Are you free at that time?
I'm not working tomorrow, so you just name the time, and I'll be there. There's some information I'd like to share with you.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.